Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
We just wanted to get on real quick and remind you guys where you can find us on the internet. Find us at quiettime.podomatic.com. It's one place. You can find me on Twitter at Jonah T. Han. Jonah_T_Han. Also, you can find
me, Jamie the Mute, Twitter at JMarie12.
Guess what else they can do now, Jamie?
What else can they do, Jonathan?
If they happen to be a fan of books and have been interested in a free trial of Audible, they can now go to audibletrial.com/quiettime and get their free trial plus a free audiobook.
That's awesome.
And what does that do for us? That gives us $15 that we could put towards keeping this podcast going. As if anybody wants that to happen other than us.
That's right. They're out there, though.
So please, if you want to try out an audiobook, use our name to do it. Because we're one of many out there that are doing this Audible thing now. Seems to be all the rage. But it's cool, though. So we're doing it also.
That's right.
Because we do cool things.
We're cool people.
We are cool people. On the inside.
That's right. That's what we tell ourselves.
So this episode is probably going to be a little shorter than most have been. I think we're going to start switching our format a little bit.
Yes.
Starting to go towards shorter episodes. Mm-hmm. Unless we have guests or other people like William and Danny were on before. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to think of them as guests because I'd like them to be a little more recurring.
Yeah.
In fact, we tried to do one with them last weekend while we were playing poker, and
it didn't work out so
well.
It did not work.
We could not divide our attention so many ways.
And we were drinking, eating, trying to record.
Yep.
All at the same time.
Just didn't work. So anyway, here we are trying to get our shit together. Just trying to put something out. It's a little bit of entertainment value for you guys. Car. Because we would really like to make a podcast that people listen to.
That's right. And if we make it too long and drawn out, people are going to lose interest real quick.
So we might change formats a lot and might start trying new different things also. Some might end up being terribly bad. But some might be good. So who knows? We'll see. But tonight we're going to be talking about Super Bowl commercials.
Yes.
Which have become increasingly more and more disappointing.
Aren't they?
Year by year.
This year was really disappointing. Didn't seem like there was as many.
No.
And they weren't as entertaining as they usually are.
No, they were not.
But that's okay because that thing on the radio I was listening to, NPR, had that lady on. She was talking about that. About advertisers who...
Who was this lady?
I can't remember her name. She was on NPR, Marketplace.
Okay. So mystery woman on NPR.
Yes. I only heard it and I couldn't find it when I was looking for it. But yeah, she did this thing about advertisers and the way they put commercials on TV. They use it more as an entertainment value as opposed to getting the message across to what they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it got me thinking, how old do you think you can remember the Super Bowl commercials? Here it is, 2 days, 3 days later.
I don't know. There are a couple that are still fresh in my mind, but a lot of them are so jumbled together.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think kind of because of what you were just saying, that so many of them, I mean, it was just like watching a string of YouTube videos or something, mm-hmm. You know, well-made YouTube videos. Because
right.
Not very many of them were very ad specific. Mm-hmm. There was one that definitely sticks out in my mind right now, and that would be the Gangnam Style pistachio commercial.
Yeah.
That has got to be the end of that whole thing.
I would hope so.
Got to be. Gangnam Style has jumped the shark.
All right. I'll give you a series of questions.
So what are we doing here? Okay, so questions about these commercials?
Commercials, yes. Just how well you can remember. Because some of them had celebrities in them.
Right, yes.
I'll name a celebrity. You tell me what the advertisement was.
Oh, shit.
What the brand.
This would be a good one, because...
Because you think you can remember them? Celebrity number one. David Alan Greer.
David Alan Greer was in a commercial.
Yes.
During the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I have no clue.
Should I give hints? Tell you what it is.
For this one, you can go ahead and tell me what it is.
Okay. Zaxby's.
Fuck, really? See, yeah, I never would have guessed that.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, some of these might not be big movie star actors, but they're still celebrities. Sounds like an airplane taking off down the road.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Celebrity number two, The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, yes.
Well, I know he was in a commercial for Fast and Furious 6.
Okay. In this case, or I don't think in any of these cases, is...
He was also in a commercial for... Oh, what was it? He was going to get the cereal for the two girls. Okay. Was it cereal? It was something. But, and all kinds of shit was happening that he could have saved. Or, what the fuck? there was all kinds of shit going on all around
like
him.
Action?
And yes, and he wouldn't stop to help because he had to get this cereal or whatever breakfast item for these two girls. And then he got back and he was like, gotta go to work. And punched some alien thing that was crawling into the window. The giant UFO was in the background blowing shit up.
Oh, shit. See, that's what that lady was talking about. That you could pretty much explain the whole commercial. Just like you're explaining the whole commercial, and it's right there.
Yeah, what the fuck is that commercial for? What is that commercial for?
They missed the point of
advertising. Was it cereal? Was it? Yeah.
Nope. They missed the whole... Well, with that one, to me, this one's a big thing for you to be missing. Because you've hit... all the points around this item.
I don't know. I don't
It's a two-word slogan.
A two-word slogan.
Yes.
Got milk?
Yes.
Oh, it was milk. You had to go out and get milk.
Yes.
Milk for the cereal.
Yeah. Breakfast.
That's right, because he drinks some milk and he's like, gotta go to work.
Oh, shit.
I don't know why he tossed like a... old loan shark through my mouth. And a rock. Gotta go to work.
That's not what he sounds like. Okay. Next. So that's two you've gotten wrong. Two for two.
What did I get wrong in that one? I ended up guessing it.
Oh, yeah. That, I guess you did.
You're trying to cheat me.
I am trying to cheat you.
Nothing but a cheat. Dirty old cheat.
Well, it's one and one.
One and one.
Number three.
One me, one who?
Me.
How do you... What?
You're against me.
But you had the upper hand.
Because I know all the answers?
Well, no, because you're not having to answer them, but...
Yeah, it works just by me, for me.
Just by me not knowing. You wrote all that down while you were watching it.
So I would remember it.
All right.
I'm remembering most of these.
That's fine.
Seth Rogen.
The person with the most points gives the other one sexual favors.
Deal.
Wait,
no.
Okay, yeah, no. Yeah, that's right, because you had the upper hand. All right, what's the next one? Seth Rogen?
Yes.
He was in a commercial for Samsung with Paul Rudd and that guy that played the lawyer on Breaking Bad. And they both thought they were there for a part in the commercial. To be spokesman, but
all you had to say was Samsung.
I did say Samsung in the very beginning.
About it.
Well, shit.
Yeah, you're right there.
Trying to be a little descriptive here.
You are. You're doing a very good job.
Instead of just being like, yeah, Samsung.
Next question, please. Next, Kaylee Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco.
You know who she is?
Yes, Kaylee Cuoco is the blonde chick from Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Hot with a funny face. She was also in a fake The More You Know PSA on YouTube.
Really?
And well, at least that's where I saw it. But It's for some geek website. Hmm. The More You Nerd. But hers was, I know some other actors that did them also. Mm-hmm. And one guy was talking about Swamp Ass, the video gamers get. She was talking about sluts dressing up like Princess Leia.
Yeah,
I or know not sluts, but chicks.
Yeah, I dressing know up what like you're Princess Leia. It seems like I remember seeing that.
But what was she on the other night?
Yep. What brand?
I remember her being on the commercial. I can't picture what it was or what she was even doing. Did she get picked up at some point by somebody? Like physically picked up into the air?
I don't remember.
Like in some big dance routine or something? Were there other actors in this commercial?
Not that I remember, not that but you remember. There could have been.
All right, have some kind of hint here.
Oh, shit. I might have to look, see if I can find this commercial.
Oh, shit.
Oh, web page not available.
Well, while you're looking that up, I'm going to go ahead and tell you about a commercial that I don't think aired in our area. I think it was only in certain markets. But it was a commercial for Scientology.
Really?
Yes.
An actual commercial?
An actual commercial for Scientology. It might have been, I mean, we might have watched it. I just might not have paid attention to what it was at the end. Because there were times I was doing something else. I don't really remember what it was, how it went now. Trevor kept saying something about truth.
Truth?
Yeah.
Do you have an interest in finding out the truth?
Yes. So did we see that?
No. Is that really what
it's
it
pretty
said?
Much like that, yeah.
I was just saying that. Yeah, retry. Why is my phone not doing shit? Did it have any celebrities on it?
No.
No?
And it was pretty, it was a pretty shitty commercial, too.
Made you feel bad? Did it make you depressed?
No. It just, like, not very well made. It's like it was made by, like, a local Baptist church or something. No, it was made by Scientologists. They're all fucking loaded. You have to be super rich to be a Scientologist, I think. A real one.
Do you really?
I think so. Otherwise, you're just claiming to be a Scientologist. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I think you have to be pretty rich, though.
I heard that Tom Cruise was getting out of Scientology.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
It might have just been on the Enquirer, the National Enquirer, or whatever that tabloid paper is called.
Is Katie Holmes still alive? Has anybody heard from her in a while?
Probably not. I think she dropped off the face.
I used to really like her.
Me too. She used to.
Me too! I'm just going to go ahead and give up on the Kaylee Cuoco one.
Yeah. It's a car brand.
It's a car brand. Toyota?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay. I don't get that, though, because I gave up already. That's still your point.
Oh, see, now you're just trying to give it to me.
No. No, I'm being very fair. You should appreciate it and accept it. Okay. Graciously.
I
and with honor.
Great.
Well, I mean, give me the honor.
Okay. I'll accept it then.
All right.
Willem Dafoe.
See, shit. I remember him being in a commercial, too. Shit. I cannot picture it. I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and go with I don't know.
Okay.
Unless you want to give me multiple choice or something. Like, you know, like three or four brands within that same category of product.
Okay. You can do that. Chrysler, Ford, Mercedes, Cadillac.
Are we going with a letter system or a number system here? Was that 1, 2, 3, 4 or A, B, C, D?
Oh, sorry. Okay, so A was...
Chrysler.
Chrysler. B was Ford.
Ford.
C was... Mercedes.
C was Mercedes.
And D was Cadillac.
So I know it's not C because you couldn't remember what it was. And you'd remember it if that was the right one. I'm going to go, though, since it's... Willem Dafoe, it would have to be either Ford or Cadillac. And I'm just going to go ahead and go with Ford because I know Dennis Leary is sponsored by Ford. And to me, Willem Dafoe and Dennis Leary look an awful lot alike. So I'm going to go with Ford. B, Ford.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. B, Ford.
I'm sorry I tricked you.
It was none of those?
Yeah.
That was a trick?
Well,
that was dirty.
No, I threw you off.
You threw me off. It was Mercedes?
Yes.
You dirty, 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 dirty slut, you.
Love it.
You tricky, tricky thing.
Yep.
All right, point for you then.
Oh, snap. Zoe Saldana.
Zoe Saldana. That was the, Bud Light? That was the one where the people were going to the voodoo man and giving him beer in exchange for some luck. And they brought the,
he snapped
his fingers. And they brought the lucky chair. And he said, I don't really do that sort of thing. And he snapped his fingers and Zoe Saldana came down.
Yep.
And sat in the chair. All sexy like. That's the right one, right?
Yes.
Is it Bud Light?
Right. Yes.
Point for me.
Yep. Don't know the guy's first name. I think it's Kevin Baumgartner.
Kevin Baumgartner or Brian Baumgartner?
Guy from The Office.
Guy from The Office. Brian Baumgartner.
Okay, Brian. Okay.
Plays Kevin on The Office.
Yes.
Kevin Malone.
This is the last one, by the way.
Oh, last one you got? Yeah. Really?
So this is the tiebreaker.
Is it?
Let's see. There it was. Dwayne Johnson, Kaley Cuoco, Seth Rogen, David Alan Greer, and...
Willem Dafoe, did you say
Willem
him?
Willem Dafoe.
And now it's Brian Baumgartner.
No, it's not tied.
Who's got... Well, you haven't been writing down the score?
No.
Jesus.
No. There's only five of them so far.
Jesus,
how
Jamie.
How hard is it to keep up with five?
Well, obviously pretty difficult.
Who's... memory real quick. Kaley Cuoco, did you get that one?
I gave up on that one.
Yeah, you gave up on that one, so that's my point. Zoe Saldana is your point. Dwayne Johnson.
I don't forget something that Zoe Saldana's in. So which one did you get? Did I get?
You got Zoe Saldana, mm-hmm. Dwayne Johnson.
You got David Alan Greer, or you didn't get it, but I didn't get it, so yeah. That's your point.
And then Seth Rogen, you got that one. And Mercedes, Willem Dafoe, you didn't get that one.
No.
So that one was mine. One, two, three for me, two for you.
So if I get this one, it ties it.
Yes. And I can come up with another a commercial to be a tiebreaker.
Okay.
So yeah.
Brian Baumgartner.
Yes.
Subway.
You looked at the book, didn't you?
I did not look at the book. It was the February. Because it was a bunch of other celebrities and athletes, mm-hmm. and whatnot.
LeBron James.
Yeah, all promoting this so-called fresh,
mm-hmm.
Subway.
So-called fresh.
So-called
I'm
fresh.
I'm nervous to call it fresh.
That should be their new slogan, so-called fresh,
yes.
Not eat fresh. And I'm not even really talking shit about their food, because I like Subway.
Me too.
Not all the time, but I do like Subway, but they're not fresh.
No.
They're not fresh. So just drop that slogan in all school Subway.
Exactly.
We're still friends. Still love
That's
you.
Right.
Just don't put so much mayonnaise on your sandwiches.
I know, right?
Tell your people
that
you can...
oil and vinegar.
Just think how much money you can save putting a logical amount of mayonnaise and mustard on people's sandwiches.
And oil and vinegar
so the bread
doesn't get... soggy and
yes.
Nasty.
Enough sub talk. Right, we need a tiebreaker. Because so far it's, it's tied. That's right, tiebreaker.
Yep, it's tied. And I think, oh shit.
So if you get this point, might as well start warming up your jaw.
God, there's two of them that I really want to use. Or, what commercial? I'm trying to think. Hold on. There's three good ones and I don't know which one you would have been paying attention to less. What commercial used the statement, nobody beats an astronaut?
I remember the commercial because the very manly man saved the girl from the shark, kicked the shark's ass, pulled the girl out of the water, saved her life. She got up, saw the astronaut, and ran to him. But the brand, I have one in mind, but I'm really thinking that it's not going to be it. Dum, 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 I'm going to go with X.
You're correct.
Oh, I'm correct?
Yes.
All right. Looks like I get to plug in the vibrator.
Let me ask you the other one just to see if I would have gotten it.
Okay.
What commercial showed a robot beating up a man?
I don't even remember that happening.
What?
Was it a movie preview?
No.
No?
No, it was a brand.
It was a brand.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
I think it was one of my favorite parts of the, one of my favorite commercials. Even though that was the only thing I can remember about it.
I know. What was it?
Give up?
Yeah.
Kia Forte.
Oh, that's right, because he kicked the tire.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was the end of that.
So that was that, huh?
That was that.
That was that.
Nothing you can do about it now.
End of the end of Super Bowl commercial games extravaganza questionnaire one.
Yep.
Heard exclusively here on Quiet Time. You want to go ahead and wrap it up now? You got anything else you want to...
Nope, I think that was all.
You want to throw out there to the people? I'd asked on Twitter for some questions or and or stories, and our favorite was going to get a free t-shirt, but no one replied. No one replied to the Holocast either. So really? I guess just people aren't fans of free t-shirts. I don't know. It's still open. Mm-hmm. Maybe people will start putting some stuff in before too long.
Hope so.
In the meantime, we'll try to keep coming up with stuff to talk about.
That's right.
Oh, quick update real quick.
Yes.
Do you remember way back when, a few weeks ago, when we did the first couple of episodes, I talked a lot about ancient anomalies. Ancient anomalies.
Items out of place?
Yeah, out of time.
Out of time, yes.
Being found in coal deposits and mineral deposits and rock and things like that, mm-hmm. Which would imply that they were hundreds of millions of years old. Mm-hmm. There's a new one found recently.
Really?
Yes, in a coal deposit aged at 300 million years old.
Really?
Yep, it was a piece of a gear.
Where was it?
I don't know where it was found. It was found in some place on Earth. In a big coal deposit down in the middle. But yeah, it was a piece of a gear. Obviously man-made. Mm-hmm. It was a mix of aluminum and some other metal that's not a common metal that's in use.
That's weird.
Yeah. So, but it was found pretty recent though, like in the last few weeks or a couple of months or something like that, I think. But yeah, so I've been saving that. I found that came across it a couple of weeks ago, and
sitting on it this long.
I was sitting on it, and I might have had a little more to say about it then, but I just now remember.
It's gotten old to you, hasn't it?
Yeah, kinda. But it's still cool though.
Yes,
it's still cool.
Absolutely.
And now we're into that new show, America.
Unearthed. Yes. It's very interesting. Weird things that those damn rocks.
Yeah, obviously people were coming here before before Columbus. I think it's about time for a little change in our history books.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Now we're just going all over the place with tiny little tidbits of topics. Let's just go ahead and wrap this up. We promised the people a short episode, and let's get them a short episode. Okay. Don't forget Audible.
audibletrial.com/quiettime.
Right. audibletrial.com/
Don't mock me.
Quiet. Time.
Can we try it again?
All right, let's do it again. Don't forget, if you want to get your free audiobook and 30-day trial of yes. audible.com, just go to
audibletrial.com /quiet time.
So don't forget. Wait. Oh, yes. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. I'm not getting my favor yet.
Also, also, before we go, don't forget, if you want to get your free audiobook and free 30-day trial of audible.com, just go to
audibletrial.com/quiettom.
That's right. Go there and get your free trial. We'll get $15. Thank you. We love you for doing that.
Yes.
All right. So, that's that. Bye, guys.
See y'all later. Well, good night.
Every 30 seconds in this country, a woman shows up to a sci-fi gathering as Slave Leia, only to discover thousands of women dressed exactly the same way. Hi, I'm Kaylee Cuoco. While I know we all agree that Slave Leia is one of the hottest costumes this side of what used to be Alderaan, we at the Nerd Machine believe that with a little imagination, we can not only avoid these awkward who wore it best moments, but also not collectively condone the horrific actions of the galactic human slave trade. Something I'll touch on in my upcoming message, how to escape Jabba and the almighty Sarlacc while looking fabulous. See, with just a little forethought, your cosplay experience can be saved, and everyone involved can breathe a sigh of relief. There are still plenty of sexy options to choose from, such as Lara Croft, Fran of Final Fantasy, Wonder Woman, Starfleet, and Chewbacca. Don't be another statistic. Together, we can inform women across the galaxy that there's a whole world of sci-fi fantasy genre outfits for them to choose from. We're not saying don't dress up like Slave Leia. Just be smart about it.